If you don't know what time it is, let me tell you. It's time for offices to start their trash talking. It's time for refs to start blowing their whistle. And it's time for alumni to put on their old college t-shirts. That is, if they still fit. It is time for March Madness. And it's time for everything the Big Dance has to offer, including our version of the office pool. It is time for the Kathy and Judy Final Four Prediction Show.
Why you are in your office pool.
I think it's something in my genes.
Pressure from coworkers.
You want to stand out.
To win the money.
To beat Dave and Steve.
Whatever the reason is for playing along, it's how you participate that really matters.
We pick our teams based on themes rather than on skill.
I make exceptions where necessary.
Sometimes they're sports related, but usually they're not.
That's right. We pick our Final Four based on themes rather than teams.
An unconventional approach.
We're picking our Final Four at the beginning of the tournament.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the 13th annual Kathy and Judy Final Four Prediction Show.
When you think sports, you think Kathy and Judy.
And we never did find out what's in Dave's jeans, did we?
No.
Maybe he could tell us. Calling from his sick bed. Dave Annett?
Dave, hi.
Just germs.
Just germs in your jeans?
Yes.
Oh, Dave.
Yeah, you know, not to share them with everybody today.
Sympathy factor is low here, Dave, on the part of
I
the
understand
guys.
That.
Dave, if you've got the wings, I'll bring the blue cheese and celery, okay?
You got it, 11 o'clock.
Okay.
25 first tip.
Well, since Dave is sick, let's let Dave begin. Let's let Dave do his picks, and then he can go back to his sick bed.
No.
You don't have any. You're just going first in case you have a coughing fit. Why don't we let you go first, your teams and your themes?
Okay. My teams are North Carolina, Wisconsin,
You
Stanford.
Say that like we're supposed to be shocked.
Yes, that's interesting.
It is. That is a shock.
Why?
Stanford.
How's it ranked?
Well, they're a number three seed. They were the Big Ten champions, mm-hmm. but that in and of
really
itself would not impress too many people.
They're playing a 14 seed.
We're not talking about what they're doing tomorrow.
Oh, okay, you're right. Good point.
This is Final Four.
Okay,
Stanford,
yeah.
Stanford and UCLA.
Do you have a theme?
My theme is trees.
Help
okay,
us out, Dave.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
Dave has a theme. This is
first of all, North Carolina, the University of North Carolina, the nickname the Tar Heels. A Tar Heel is a term for North Carolinians related to the tar, rosin, and turpentine produced by the vast pine forests of North Carolina.
Dave, can I stop you there? I just want to thank you for making my theme look legitimate. Okay, go ahead.
What encyclopedia
total,
are you reading that from?
Total stretch.
Wikipedia, of course.
All right, second one.
Okay, second one. Wisconsin. Little-known fact about badgers, that they are not only able to climb trees, but often will climb just tree stumps to dig and claw into the stump for grub and other vital essentials.
Oh, man.
Wow. Dave, we're really almost speechless.
May I continue?
Yes, please do.
UCLA, the beautiful, and Judy, you'll know this, the beautiful Westwood campus of UCLA, known for its eucalyptus and ficus trees.
Really? What did you do? Just put these teams
and
trees
and
in
Stanford.
And
Dave,
close to Hollywood.
All right, and Stanford.
I didn't think of that.
Yeah, oh, well, okay. Should have called.
And Stanford, best of all, you guys know the mascot for Stanford?
The tree.
The tree.
No, what's a mascot?
What's
Dead
that?
The tree.
It is
the tree.
Their mascot is a
Their
tree?
Their mascot is a tree.
I actually know the tree from back in the 90s. He turned out to be a Hollywood agent.
Petrified now.
Dave, you've really set the bar very, very low.
Unbelievably low.
I made an effort this year to come up with a theme, and I expect a little more appreciation.
I'm actually proud of you, Dave. I cared for Dave's tree theme. That's the sound of one hand clapping, apparently.
I think it's because you stretched and reached so far that you are in your bed right now.
That could be.
All right. All right, well, Dave, do you want to stick around for the...
Excuse me.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Please, go ahead. Let's hear how sick you are.
No, that will do it. That was it.
Okay.
Nice
right.
man cold there.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Dave Annett.
Am I done?
No, you're
certainly welcome to stay.
You want to continue
I want to stick around.
Hard on you.
Just rub a little Vicks VapoRub on your chest and hang out, baby.
Dave, if Sanford's mascot is the tree, what's their team name?
The Cardinal.
Oh, okay. So the Cardinal has a home in a tree. All right, Dave's
here. Well, actually,
here.
The Cardinal is a reference to their team color.
What's their team? What did they say? Go Cardinals. Or did they say, like, go...
Tree.
Trees. We don't know.
Too much attention
you can work
being,
on that, Dave.
Is being paid today.
Yeah.
I think Mary Vandeveld, who has stayed here after
yes,
her working
she
hours,
been on her way
should
home.
Surely go
oh,
next.
I'm fine. This is hilarious.
All right.
Okay.
I have to hear it. And, Dave, I'm very proud of you, by the way.
Thank you, Mary.
You thought very hard.
Even though she wants to kick your butt.
You're ready.
No, she just
yeah.
wants
no,
to beat me.
I changed my strategy.
Right now,
I'm not going to win with these picks.
Oh, that's a different strategy?
Yeah, I want
oh, hey! Hey, he is North Carolina. I mean,
yeah, I wanted to be competitive. That was my original goal, but after I did these picks with my theme that I liked, it didn't work. So anyway, my theme is, since this is the big dance, right?
Mm-hmm.
My theme is dance.
All right,
and
then.
We're going to talk about Dancing with the Stars tonight.
Oh, good.
Soon.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
So mm-hmm. anyway, so I have my teams. Tennessee, we have the Tennessee Waltz.
Good.
Very nice.
Some of them are a little stretchy.
Okay.
Wisconsin.
Hey, Dave's, if Dave's or yours are.
Yes, you got it.
The polka. Go,
Wisconsin
Steve.
Polka.
The polka. Then I have the Texas.
Two steppers.
Okay.
Yeah. And this one is
this
a stretch.
This is the stretch.
Xavier. Now, if you all remember, well, I didn't.
Xavier Cugat.
Yes.
Wow.
Cougar.
No, it was Cougar.
No. Who was a big swing dance Cougat, band leader guy.
Xavier Cugat. The, it's C-U-G-A-T.
Isn't it Cougar?
No.
No. John Cougar oh. Mellencamp.
That's very good,
yeah,
Mary.
Yeah, so he's a swing dancer.
Now, are
so
these,
those are the four.
Are these teams that actually have a chance?
Yeah, well, two of them are two-seated.
Well, and Dave picked Wisconsin.
And two of them are three-seated. Is that fair?
Yeah,
Dave,
absolutely.
What do you think about those? Are those okay?
Dave?
Not bad. Not bad.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
All right. Me?
Okay. Judy.
I fell in love with my theme.
I know a couple days ago.
As soon as the brackets came out, and unlike any of you, I took my teams and did it my way. And
are they all Frank Sinatra songs?
No, you're right. None
no.
of us did it your way. That's your point?
My point being, I don't have a single team ranked over eight.
Is that the theme?
No.
Oh.
My theme is Saints, Sinners, and Sons. The Saints.
What?
Sons?
Saints. All right. I think I know the Saints, but go ahead.
In Mount Saint Saint Joe. Mary.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's in the east. The other Saint, Saint Mary.
That's a 10.
She said over 8. The, yeah.
Yeah.
When you
they're
say
all
over,
over 8.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said there
I
were
got,
none
I
over 8.
I got
eight.
Myself some double digits.
Okay.
Okay. For Sinners, UNLV, the City of Sin, Las Vegas.
Oh, good.
Okay.
And for
Sons.
My son, Georgia.
Oh, okay. So sort
Saints,
of alliterative.
Sinners, and Sons.
Oh, all
so
right.
I thought you meant the sun in the sky. Gotcha. Okay. So
no, never. The
in
sun
sun is
heart.
In the Son of God?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, no,
S-U-N.
Oh, okay. All right. Mike Mathis, you want to jump in?
Blew that off.
I was going to.
No, I'm sorry, Judy. That was really, really a good
theme. I thought I was going to use that theme, but I couldn't get my son to move to Georgia.
Okay.
You're supposed to be a devil.
Back to you, Mike.
All right, that's for sure. What I did is I went with the theme of patriotism. Colors of the American flag, red, white, and blue. So those had to be the school colors.
Oh, wow, okay.
So I found in the east the school colors of red, white, and blue were Louisville. In the Midwest, Kansas.
11.
In the south.
11 seed. Yeah.
No, that's actually a one seed. That's a.
Oh, not Kansas State.
No, not Kansas State.
Okay.
Mississippi State in the south and Belmont. Which is, well, they say it's a 15 seed because it only goes to 15, but I've got it marked down at 26. So I don't think I have
so
much of
a chance. So that would be
chance.
Your longest shot.
I think that would be my longest, yeah.
Okay. All right, that's Mike. Now, let's see. We've got a half an hour. Steve?
Yes.
Your turn.
Okay, I didn't hear Mike's, but I'm sure it wasn't that good.
Okay.
I went, according to, I think we had earlier, Saints and Sinners.
Yes.
I also went for the historic struggle between good and evil, angels and devils. And for that, I chose the wings of the angels and the horns of the devils.
Okay.
Keep going.
Louisville and Kansas.
We don't get the connection.
Louisville Cardinals.
Wings.
Kansas Jayhawks.
Wings. Okay.
Why don't you just go with birds?
Why don't you mind your own thing?
Okay, Steve. And now Devils.
Texas.
Longhorns. Right?
That's correct.
Okay.
Leave it to you to know the long one. And Duke.
The Horn Dogs. What are Duke?
You're going to be disappointed with my Belmont team beat you.
What is it?
What? What's Duke?
The Blue Devils.
Oh, the Blue Devils.
Oh, there we go.
Okay.
Right.
All right. Well, that's good. Wings,
that's actually good.
Wings
Steve.
And horns. Okay, that's not wings bad, Steve. Horns. You've done a lot worse. Okay. Here's my picks by George. George Mason, Georgetown, Georgia. And in this one, I don't know which one this is, but there was no George, but there is Oregon, and that has all the letters of George in it. So that's mine. Now,
Oregon.
What did you mean, Oregon? Who's your fourth? Oregon.
There are two
but it's got
G's
all the letters
George.
Of George in there.
There are two G's in George.
I didn't say singly. It has all the letters for George.
It could have been a George if it didn't want to be Oregon.
Right, absolutely. So that's mine. Unless there's a coach named George of any of these other teams, which Dave Bennett could tell me right off
Oregon,
the top of his
formerly
head.
Known as Wait, George.
Which teams were those again?
Okay, Dave.
George Oregon, George Mason, Georgetown, Georgia, and Oregon.
No, I don't believe so.
Okay. How about Oral Roberts? Does he have a son named George?
I don't think so.
Okay. Does he have a dean at the school named George? Is Oral Roberts still alive?
He probably studies King George.
Okay, I'm sticking with Oregon. Okay, Beth Swerk. Producer Beth Swerk is giving us both her choices and Assistant Program Director Kurt Vanderaa's choices.
I am.
Beth?
All right, let's do Kurt's first.
Okay.
Kurt says he's going with number one and number two, but that does not mean top seed because the overwhelming influence in Kurt's life these days is his son Jacob using the toilet. So his NCAA theme is potty training.
Now there's a theme.
Potty training. Okay.
So in the South, he says it's an easy choice, Austin Pee. And it's fun to cheer, go pee at their house.
Okay.
Another chant you'll hear at the Vanderaa household, go Dukies. But they don't watch basketball there. They're just cheering on
What are Dukies?
Jacob.
I don't think we want to know.
I think it's.
Are Dukies like poopies?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, who knew that?
And it works out very well because Duke happens to be the number two seed.
Works nice. Yeah.
Number two. Okay.
All right, so in the Midwest, he picks Sienna, which I didn't really get, but then
color?
He explained that it's
Is
right.
It color?
Right, the color.
Oh, my God.
And in the East, he says North Carolina, not so much for the school name, but lately... He's used to something similar, which is Tar Heels. Jacob is used to Tar Heels.
Jacob's going to kill him one day that this has gone out on radio.
It's our first poop-related
scatological selection.
I knew you'd be excited about
this
one,
Kim. We call that a Grammy diaper.
Yeah.
That's for Grandma.
Well, that stinks.
Oh, man. Oh, Mary, very nice. Very nice.
Okay, and...
We wrap it up
Beth.
With Beth?
And mine, it was a stretch this year, but I did accessories.
Okay.
So I did... North Carolina Tar Heels.
Mm-hmm. Heels, okay.
Memphis Tigers. It's a tie.
That's a little bit of a stretch.
I'll give you that.
Tie.
Okay, I know.
Okay.
I know.
And then this, well, if you think that's a stretch, you're going to think these are a stretch.
Okay.
Connecticut Huskies. Skis. Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lord. That's been busy. Okay.
Shoot. And then USC Trojans.
For accessories. Very nice.
That's good.